Gospel of John, chapter 21, and if you found it, we'll stand together to read here. This is our last message in the Gospel of John. We began early in the year to study through the Gospel of John in our Sunday services, and we come to the very end. We come to the last message in the last chapter of the book, John chapter 21. And let's begin reading in verse number 1. John 21, beginning there in verse number 1. The Bible says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise, he showed himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have we any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He, being Peter, saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He, Jesus, saith unto Peter, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. I want to talk to you this morning about this, our motive, love for the Lord, love for the Lord. I hope that our motive will truly be love for the Lord. Let me speak to you on this topic for a little bit this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. I pray that you'd use it this morning in our hearts to challenge us, in our minds to challenge us, about our love relationship with the Lord. Do we love you? Do we serve you out of love? What is our motivation? Challenge me today, Lord. Speak to my heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, before the Oishis were here, we studied the first several verses of this chapter. And we talked then about the Lord, the director of our lives. We talked about how we should be allowing him to be the one who is directing us, the one who's in charge. Today I want to focus mainly on just those last few verses there that we read, and I want to consider the Lord's conversation there with Peter. Keep your Bible open there and look with me again just at verse 15 to 17. And we see that three times Jesus asked Peter, he says to Peter, Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Simon, lovest thou me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Sometimes people wonder why Jesus seemingly asked Peter the same question three times. Some have speculated that because Peter had denied the Lord three times, the Lord wanted to hear Peter affirm his love for the Lord and to reconfirm his devotion to the Lord three times. Now, that may or may not necessarily be true, but certainly we do know this. We know that genuine love for the Lord is a necessary thing. If we're going to serve Him, we need to have a genuine love for the Lord. If we're going to serve Him and serve Him faithfully and serve Him continually for the rest of our life, we need to make sure that we love Him. We need to genuinely love the Lord. We won't serve Him faithfully if we don't love Him fervently. We have no doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ loved Peter, do we? Did the Lord love Peter? Did Jesus Christ love Peter? Of course He did. In the earlier years of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, the Lord saw Peter fishing at the Sea of Galilee, and He called this common fisherman. He called them, "Peter, Peter, I want you to follow Me. I want you to join up with Me. I want you to follow Me." We know how He said, "Follow Me, and I will make you a fisher of men. Follow Me, and you'll become a fisher of men." You know, that was the calling of God upon Peter's life. That was the beginning of his being a disciple. That was the beginning of his specifically being an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Later in Luke chapter 5, Jesus taught the disciples, including Peter, He taught them a lesson about launching out into the deep. A lesson about being willing to trust and being willing to obey the Lord when He directs us to do something. Launch out. Take a step of faith. Do something for Me. Trust Me. It was a fishing story. But Jesus wanted to use that to teach Peter and the disciples a spiritual truth. He wanted to teach them something about ministry. He wanted to teach them something about serving Christ. In Luke 5, 10 through 11, Jesus said this unto Peter. He said, "Fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch men." He says, now I'm challenging you to launch out into the deep and by faith, you know, trust Me and put down the nets at My command and launch out to get a big catch of fishes. But He's saying in ministry, I want you still to be willing to launch out. I want you still to be willing to attempt some things at times that don't make sense. I want you still to do some things by faith and to trust Me to launch out and do something because, Peter, you're going to be a fisher of men. A fisher of men. He said to Peter in Luke 5, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they, the disciples, had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Him. They followed Christ. Once again, here in John chapter 21, after the Lord miraculously gives the disciples a great catch of fish. The Bible actually tells us 153, just to be exact. They'd fished all night. People that were experienced fishermen caught nothing. Then at the Lord's command, when they let the Lord start directing their life, they have a great catch of fish. You see, it was after they trusted the Lord. It was after they obeyed His directions. It was after they heeded His invitation to come and dine. Now they've gotten to sit down. Now they've gotten to eat with Christ. Now they've gotten to enjoy fellowship with the Lord. And now maybe as they're gathered around that fire by the seashore, the Lord once again gives them a commission. He once again commands them or commissions them to go out and to serve, to go out and to do the Lord's work, to go out and do what they've been called to do as fishers of men. You know, spending time with the Lord and growing in the Lord ought to always result in us going and serving others. The disciples got to spend those 3 years with Christ in His earthly ministry. They got to spend much time with Him and following Him. But listen, if we spend much time with Him and following Him, that should lead to us going out and serving others. That should lead to us going out and seeking others for Christ. Getting to know the Lord better. And then wanting to help make Him known. So that others may know Him also. You know, being saved, being forgiven, having our life changed and then going to tell others how they too can be saved and forgiven, that really ought to be what it's like for every one of us. If Christ has saved us, if Christ has redeemed us, if Christ has forgiven us of our sins, there ought to be something then that in our love for the Lord, in our appreciation for the Lord, and in our walk with Him and our relationship with Him that makes us say, I want to go bring somebody else to Him. I want to help get somebody else to the Lord. I want to bring others to Him. Look with me again there at John 21 and look at verses 15 to 17. It says, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. Jesus saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto them, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Three times the Lord asked Peter a question, and three times he responds. Three times the Lord gives Peter a clear command, doesn't he? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. You know, feed my sheep. He gives him a command. He asks him a question and Peter responds. But then three times Christ gives to Peter a commission of what he's wanting him to do. Maybe Peter still remembers his failure of denying the Lord. But the Lord wants Peter to be restored to his work. He wants him to be restored to a place of great usefulness and service for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I really think that the Lord knew that Peter loved him. I think he knew his heart. I think he knew that here was a man that did love Christ, that would be willing to die for Christ. But now he tells him what to do. Why? Because Jesus loved Peter. Because Jesus loved him. You know, truly love for the Lord Jesus Christ ought to be our motivator. If we're going to serve Christ, it ought not to be, well, just because I'm afraid of... No, but because I love him. I love my Lord Jesus Christ. I love what he's done for me. And oh, how we ought to love him. If we think about how much Christ loved us, if we think about what he gave for us, if we think about how he died on the cross for us, the Bible says in 1 John 4, we love him because he first loved us. Love ought to be our motivator for service for Christ. In verse number 15, we see the question number one, lovest thou me? The Greek language does have some different words at times to describe love. Eros refers to a physical love, a sensual love. Phileo does refer to a deeper, a stronger love, a friendship love, a brotherly love. The word agape refers to the highest and greatest form of love that is possible. The kind of love that God loves us and the kind of love that we really ought to be striving for in loving others. A very unselfish love, a sacrificial love. The type of love that would cause God to give his son to die for us. That's the way we ought to love. Our love ought not to just be selfish appetite kind of love that is seeking something. It shouldn't just be a brotherly kindness type of love, but a deep love, an abiding love, a sacrificial love, an unselfish love that we ought to have. Do we love the Lord in that way? The Lord Jesus Christ was using this type of word for love when he spoke to Peter. Jesus was asking Peter, do you have a love for me that would make you willing to lay down your life for me? Do you have a love, Peter, that would make you willing to lay down your life? Jesus was questioning Peter, do you really love me? Peter, do you love me with all your heart? And what does the Bible tell us is the first commandment and the greatest commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. Do we love him like that? Do we love him like that? I'm not exactly sure why Jesus used the words, lovest thou me more than these. Well, more than what? More than what? I don't know for sure. Was he perhaps asking Peter, do you love me more than you love your old fishing boat? You know, do you love me more than that old life of being a fisherman? Are you going to be willing to serve me, Peter, and not turn back and not go back to what you used to do? Are you willing to lay that all aside and just become a fisher of men and follow me for the rest of your life, Peter? Was he saying, do you love me more than you love your old career? Do you love me more than you love your home, Peter? Do you love me? Are you willing to go and leave home? Are you willing to forsake all? Are you willing to leave everything behind in order to follow me and live for me? You know something, if you and I truly love the Lord Jesus Christ, he will likely come to each of us at times in our life and will ask us the question, do you love me more than all these things? Do you love me more than all these? Do you love me more than these other things? Do you love me? How much do you love me? Do you love me more than these? Would you be willing to leave home? Would you be willing to leave a place you love? Would you be willing to be a missionary and serve me because you love me more than? You know, Christ may ask you, will you be content to live on less and to give more to missions because you love me more than you love your own self and you want the world to hear the gospel? Christ may speak to your heart and question you, will you spend more time with me? Do you love me more than? Will you get up a little bit earlier? Will you stay up a little bit later? Will you spend more time with me? Do you love me more than you love that TV program? Do you love me more than you love? Hey, will you spend some time reading my word? Will you spend some time in prayer? Will you spend some time fellowshipping with me each day? Do you love me more than? You know what salvation ought to be? It ought to be a love affair. Me and you in love with our Savior. Me and you in love with our Savior. I know he's in love with me. I know he loves me. Am I in love with him? Are you in love with him? You know, love is so supreme. Love is so important. Faith and good doctrine are so important, but listen, we need to truly love God with all of our heart, or we won't stick with him when it's hard. If you don't love God with all your heart, you may not stay true when it's difficult, when there's testings and trials in your life. Do you love him? Do you love him more than these? I hope we could truly, honestly, not just answer yes, but be able to live a yes. Yes, Lord, I love you more than these. Yes, Lord, I love you more than anything else. Yes, Lord, I love you them more than my own selfish desires. Yes, Lord, I love you more than my own plans. Yes, Lord, I love you more than this. I'll do whatever you want, Lord. Lovest thou me more than these? In John 15, 13, Jesus said this, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We know that Jesus Christ laid down his life for those men. He laid down his life for the apostles. And he would ask these men, including Peter, he would ask them, are you going to be willing to lay down your life for me? Notice there, John 21 and verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Notice Peter's response. Lovest thou me more than these? Maybe it was a question of Peter. Peter, are you still going to stand up and tell me that you love me more than all these other disciples? Remember there was a time earlier when Peter had done that? There was a night where Peter said, oh, I love you, Jesus. I'll follow you, Jesus. I'll never deny you, Jesus. I would be willing to die for you, Jesus. And then later that same night, he ends up denying Jesus Christ three times. When people tried to say that he was with Jesus, no, I don't know him. Third time he became so enraged and cursed and swore, and I don't know him. Before, remember, he'd brag so much, Lord, I love you. I'd even be willing to die for you. But then the same day, he denied him three times. Do you really love me more? Maybe when Jesus asked, lovest thou me more than these? And maybe it was a bit of a humbling question. Like, Peter, are you willing to stand up in front of the whole group and really tell me that you love me more than all these? You did that before, and you denied me. Peter had said, even if everybody else gets offended, I'll not get offended, Lord. I'd not deny you. I'll die for you. Maybe Peter was being challenged again. Do you really love me more than these? Peter had boasted proudly. But then before the morning came, Christ's prediction came true, and Peter denied Jesus three times. You know, saying I love you to the Lord is more than just words, isn't it? Isn't it more than just words? It's going to have to be backed up by our actions. We could all go open the song book and we could sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. But are we going to live it? Are we going to live it? Is it going to be backed up by our actions tonight? Is it going to be backed up by our actions tomorrow and on Tuesday and on Wednesday? Listen, our love for the Lord is ought to be more than just I love you. It ought to be more than just words. It ought to be true in our actions. In John 21, when Jesus questions Peter the first time, lovest thou me more than these? Peter's response this time is more humble. It's less of a boast than it was before. Peter simply responds to the Lord by saying, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. You know that I phileo you. I love you like a friend. The Lord says back to Peter, feed my lambs. What was Peter supposed to do? He was supposed to feed Christ's little lambs. What was he supposed to feed them? He's supposed to feed them the Word of God. Because the Word of God is how people will grow and become established and become strong and become mature. Question number two comes in verse 16. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Again, the Lord asked him, Simon, do you love me? Peter, do you really love me? And Peter responds again by saying, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus tells Peter, then feed my sheep. The Lord was trying to teach Peter here about the work of an under shepherd. Peter, I'm calling you to do something. I'm calling you to do a work. You're going to feed my lambs. You're going to feed my sheep. Peter, you're going to be an under-shepherd. I'm the great shepherd, but you're going to be an under-shepherd. And you're going to have some flocks that you're responsible for. You're going to have some people, some sheep that you're to lead and to guide and to care for and to teach. Are you going to feed them like I want you to? Are you going to care for them like I want you to? The Lord was teaching Peter about the work of an under-shepherd. Peter was going to be a shepherd and he needed to be responsible to love and to care for and protect the sheep and to make sure that the sheep would be fed spiritually. I think Peter did learn this lesson. If you can hold your finger in the book of John there, look over at 1 Peter, the book of 1 Peter. And of course, this is a book that God used Peter to write later. And it tells some things that even Peter ended up writing. And I think Peter did learn this thing about what an under-shepherd's responsibility is. I think Peter did truly learn how important it was that if he loved the Lord, he needed to feed God's sheep. He needed to feed the sheep, feed the lambs, feed them the Word of God. It was later that Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, would write these words in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 1 through 4. Peter now, who's been used of God, and he's been an under-shepherd. He writes this, he says, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ. And also, I'm also too a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint but willingly, not for filthy lucre, in other words, not for money, but of a ready mind. He says, neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples or examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. You know what? Peter learned to feed the sheep. Just as Jesus had instructed Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Jesus is now reciting it to others. He now is a spiritual leader. He now is saying to other younger pastors and to other pastors of churches, make sure you feed the sheep. Make sure you take that responsibility seriously. The Lord told me personally. I was there by the fire when Jesus told me it. Now you make sure you do it as well. Take it seriously, that responsibility to feed the sheep of God. Back in John 21, we see question number three. Question number three, obviously this was something the Lord wanted to emphasize to him. We see it again, question number three in John 21, 17. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Obviously this was something the Lord wanted to emphasize to him. Three times he asked him, do you love me, Peter? Simon, do you love me? And three times Peter answers, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then three times Jesus tells Peter, then feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Jesus is telling Peter, be willing to step up and take that role. Be willing to take that risk. Be willing to endanger your own life to protect my sheep from predators. Be willing to study and labor in the Word of God so that you can feed my little lambs and feed my sheep and help them to grow. You know, earlier Jesus had taught his disciples that the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And perhaps he wanted Peter to remember that he wanted truly to be, that his calling as an under-shepherd would be that of be willing to lay down your own life for the sheep. Be willing to lay down your own life for the sheep. You want him to love them and care for them. You know, Peter had a calling of God upon his life as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was a calling that would demand his all, his everything. This calling would require that he truly love the Lord with all of his heart. This calling would require that he even be willing to die for Christ, and ultimately he would. This calling would require a motivation of love. It would require the highest form of love. It couldn't just be, hey, I love you like I love my neighbor, but no, I love you supremely. I love you with my heart. If Peter was going to be faithful in his service for Christ, if he was going to remain faithful as a fisher of men, if he was going to faithfully fulfill his role as an under-shepherd to feed the sheep and to feed the lambs and to do what God wanted him to do, he must truly love the Lord with all of his heart. That would require that Peter, similar to the Apostle Paul, be willing to take up the role of a shepherd and to love and to care for and to feed Christ's lambs. Look, if you will, at the book of Acts, chapter 20. Just after the Gospel of John, if you turn to the right, you'll find the book of Acts. The book of Acts. Hechos. The book of Acts, chapter number 20, and verse number 16. Acts, chapter 20, and verse number 16. The Bible says, for Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in his Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. Here we're going to see how Paul, motivated by his love for the Lord, had the heart of a shepherd. Notice what it says, and from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. I've tried to feed God's sheep. He says there in verse number 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Paul, motivated by his love for the Lord, listen, he had a heart of a shepherd, didn't he? He talks about how faithfully for 3 years he warned people, he taught people, he taught them the whole counsel of God. He tried to feed the sheep, he tried to feed the lamb of God, the lambs of God. God's people. That was something that Peter was called to do. That was something that Paul was called to do. And because of love for the Lord, they did so. They did so. In John 21, the Lord was sharing with Peter his calling from the Lord to be a shepherd, to be willing to lay down his life for Christ and for others. His calling to love and to care for and to protect and to feed the sheep, to feed them the word of God that could build them up and help them to be what God wanted them to be. When God used Peter later to write his epistles, Peter told the people that he had fed them. He had shepherded them. And he told them that he wanted them to remember the truth, remember the word of God that he had taught them. Three prayers, if you will, in conclusion. Three concerns for us. I pray that your motivation and my motivation for serving Christ will be our love for the Savior. I don't want you to do some supposed service for Christ because you feel like you have to do it, or I'm making you do it, or your mother or father are making you do it, or somebody else expects you to do it. No, I want you to serve the Lord because you love the Lord. I want you to serve our Savior because you love the Savior. You love Jesus Christ. Let your motivation, pray and ask God that your motivation would always be because I love my Lord, I love my Savior. My second prayer is this. I pray that we'll love Him more than anything else. Lovest thou me more than these? Boy, I want it to be evident that, yes, your love, my love for the Lord is more than these. It's more than anything else. My love for the Lord is more than my love for anything else in this world. That there's nothing in this world I wouldn't forsake, I wouldn't turn away from, I wouldn't give up so that I could better love the Lord or serve Him. Do you love Him more than? Or if you honestly search your heart and search your life and examine your life, would you say, well, I'm not sure if I love Him more than. I'm not sure if I love Him more than. Maybe there's some things that you would honestly have to say, there are some things, sadly, that I think I might love more than I love the Lord. And if that's true, then pray and beg God to forgive you for that and help you to have a love for the Lord Jesus Christ that is greater than your love for anything else. Greater than your love for self. Greater than your love for pleasure. Greater than your love for something that you like in this world or love in this world. I pray that our love for Christ, our love for Him will be more than anything else. I pray that our motivation for serving Christ will be love for the Savior and not some other reason, but truly love for Him. And thirdly, I pray that I will be a shepherd who will feed you God's word. I pray that I will be a shepherd who will feed you God's word. Because if I love my Lord and if I love my Savior, then I must be a shepherd who will be willing to feed you the whole counsel of God. Who will be willing to feed you the word of God. Who'll be willing to tell you what God says, even if at times, boy, it's hard to swallow, and we don't always, I don't like the taste of that. I pray that I will be a shepherd who will feed you what you need, what can help you to grow, what can help you to be healthy sheep, if you will, healthy children of God, spiritually healthy and growing and maturing in Christ, so you can become what God wants you to become. If I am not a good under-shepherd, and I do not feed to you the word of God, then you won't have what you need. I love Christ. I must feed you the word of God and feed you what you need to hear, not just what you'd maybe we'd want to hear. I pray that I'll be a shepherd who will feed you God's word. I pray that your motivation and my motivation in serving Christ in anything that we do for Him will be love for the Savior. Love for Him. And I pray that we will love Him more than these, more than anything else. Don't let your love for things of this world, don't let your love even for people be more than your love for Jesus Christ.